Some of the region's most historic mills, marshes and waterways, which make up Norfolk Broad's rich landscape, could be lost without action to protect them for future generations. That was the message conveyed at the launch of a £4 million scheme that will help protect the region's many natural and heritage assets through a series of individual projects that will run over a five-year period. Water, Mills and Marshes, the Broads Landscape Partnership Scheme, will focus on education initiatives, the restoration of 12 iconic Norfolk water mills and protecting the region in the face of issues such as climate change. Project Chairman David Gurney said the Broads was under threat. He said the landscape is at risk from climate change and sea level rises. Iconic buildings, particularly the drainage mills, are deteriorating and will be lost if we don't act now. The 38 projects that make up the scheme will provide opportunities for people to learn about the Broads, contribute in practical ways to the upkeep, and provide opportunities to connect with the unique landscape. The area covered by the scheme encompasses 205 square kilometres of drained marshland, following the course of the River Yare, Bure and Waveney, to their confluence with the tidal estuary of Breydenwater and links Norwich, Great Yarmouth, Lowestoft, Acle, Beccles and Loddon. One unique project will see the construction of a floating classroom, which will get people to remoter parts of the Broads. The Chet Boat Project will look to create a replica of an early medieval boat found on the River Chet for education and exhibition purposes. Once built, the replica will be used to bring the history of the area to life as it's used to sail across Broads waterways for use at various events. Norfolk's iconic mills have been part of the landscape for hundreds of years. There are currently 74 redundant drainage mills that are in various states of disrepair across the Broads Authority area. The authority has provisionally identified 12 structures in the project area that are being considered for renovation. And also trails, guided walks, events and exhibitions will be created, and there will also be a small grant scheme introduced so local people can apply for funding for Broads heritage projects of their own.